Welcome to the 30 Goals Challenge for Educators. My name is Shelley Terrell, and today's goal is to guide them. Today's quote comes from Albert Einstein. I never teach my pupils. I only attempt to provide the conditions in which they can learn. We're now at goal 15, and we're halfway through the 30 goals. Congratulations. Right now, one of the books I'm reading is Drive by Daniel Pink, which I definitely recommend. And Daniel Pink talks about us completing sentences in life. But I want to make another analogy to think about your students as books. And one of the things that I do with my students is I often have them think about their biographies and somebody writing their biographies, what they would say about them. One of my favorite biographies is the Keith Haring biography by John Gruen, because John Gruen takes several people throughout Keith Haring's life and he has them talk about Keith Haring. When I think about myself as a guide and my students, I think about them, their biographies, and the many chapters that they will have and my small part in those chapters. I could be a sentence, I could be a paragraph. I will become part of those chapters. And the same thing with the education system. The education system will be many, many, many chapters in a child's life. It will have a profound impact upon them. In the very first part of the book, where they have their dreams, their ambitions, their hopes, schooling comes in between. And how do they get them to this end point? How many of us go into the classroom and in the first day, we ask our students, what are your hopes and your dreams, your goals, your ambitions? I think it's really important for me to get to know my students, because if I'm going to be a guide, if I'm going to help them to be able to figure out where they're going and how to get there, then I have to know where they started and how. And the path that they're going to, where they want to eventually end. Yes, it's going to be a very different story. And they say, I want to be this, I want to be that. And they have all these dreams. And then towards the end of their life, it is so completely different. We have millions of kids worldwide who had dreams and who are now in a poverty cycle, who are now in prison, who are now drug addicts. And all of this is a part of the schooling system. And we are a part of the schooling system. We might just be a few sentences in the chapters of our students' lives, but our sentences matter. And when you take us all as educators collectively, we have such a profound impact in our students' lives. So yes, maybe you're only this one little sentence right here in the middle of this one chapter, but somewhere along the way they're going to make a decision over here, and something that you did could help them impact that decision, could help them with a choice that they wouldn't have made without you there. But many times the way the schooling system works is the teacher will come into the classroom and doesn't act as a guide. They teach the student, they put input, and the student doesn't get a chance or the opportunity to really take that knowledge or input and reflect on it and figure out how, in the grander scheme of things, this knowledge is going to really impact their lives. When I go into my classroom, I hope I'm a guide. I hope the environment that I create is so that I can be that guide. It's where I facilitate. I walk around the classroom, and it's not facilitation for the sake of facilitation. It's because I really want the students to own their own learning, to really think about what they're learning, to apply it in their lives, and to learn life lessons. As a short-term goal, list all the qualities you associate with being a guide. Things like having to know your students, having to know where they come from, having to know where they want to go, not what the school system says that they should go, but where they want to go. If everything was played out right, where they would want to go and how you can help them get there. I don't get angry because teachers don't use technology. I get angry when teachers refuse to use it. And I understand that there are some circumstances where you cannot have access to technology, but I use one laptop, my iPhone, my stuff in my classroom. I bring it into my classroom. And the reason why I do it is because when I think of where my students are going, technology plays a very important role in that future. The students will have to problem solve with this technology. They'll have to communicate with their colleagues worldwide. And I always try to put myself in my students' shoes. And I try to picture myself in each one of their shoes and in their future. And I think this has to be a part of it. Because this is their future. This is part of their lives. Even right now, it's not even the future, but it's now. It's tangible. If it's uncomfortable for me, that's not an excuse. Because I'm the guide. And in order to be the guide, then I have to be able to think of the student, who I'm guiding, think of their future, and think of how I'm going to help them get there. And if educators collectively would think like this, I think that the education system would have a profound impact on students and dash their hopes and dreams, but to really help guide them to accomplish these. And your long-term goal is to begin to change after you write all of these characteristics of what you believe a guide is. Things that you do in your lessons, how you approach things, what can you do to become a better guide in your classroom? Lisa Dabbs has an incredible interview that you need, that you should check out in her teachingwithsoul.com. Education should be about life lessons. It's not the drilling. It's not what it is how this reading and this knowledge will really impact their lives. And that'll come. That'll come. If we tap into our students' passions, then it will come. And we'll become very important sentences, even parentheses in our students' lives that will eventually feel many chapters they'll repeat again. Something that we do or say or help them with will become the epiphanies of later in their lives.
Here a copy of the 30 Goals Challenge for Educators, published by ION Education in the fall of 2011. Today's music is I Vessel's Agen Schäfte by Jürgen Hermann, ccmixter.org.
Fern von allen Lügen, fern vom wilden Meer.